presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now Superman, strange visitor from another world who has come to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice disguised as mild-mannered Clark Kent, star reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. As you remember, Kent and young Jimmy Olsen, Daily Planet copy boy, found a small turtle swimming in the shallow water of Manao Harbor. Scratched on its shell was a message reading, "Dead Man's Island, help." Kent discovered that Dead Man's Island was a small body of land 20 miles out in the Caribbean Sea. Unable to hire a boat because the natives of Manao thought the island was cursed, Kent bought an old one for $50, and he and Jimmy set out to answer the strange request for help. But as they neared the island, their boat went out of control and was wrecked on the rocks. Kent, as Superman, rescued Jimmy. And we find them both now, crouched in the heavy underbrush on the island, waiting to see who or what is responsible for the weird, unearthly cries that suddenly knifed out of the darkening woods. Listen.
I don't hear it anymore, Mr. Kent.
Shh, not so loud, Jimmy. Voices carry in the woods.
What do you think it was?
Probably an animal of some kind.
It didn't sound like an animal.
But it certainly wasn't a human voice. Jimmy, you're shivering. Are you frightened?
No. I'm not frightened. I was just thinking that maybe those fishermen back in Manao were right. Maybe this island has got a curse on it. I've heard about places like that, Mr. Kent. I think they have.
Oh, that's nonsense, Jimmy. You mustn't believe things like that.
I know, but it isn't called Dead Man's Island for nothing.
Oh, that's just a name. Wait. I think I hear someone coming.
There it is again.
Quiet, Jimmy. Come in closer. Don't move a muscle.
Look, Mr. Kent.
Shh, quiet.
It was a woman with an eagle sitting on her shoulder.
That's not an eagle. It's a falcon, a trained hawk. Be quiet. You see, she's going down the path to the beach.
What's she gonna do?
Well, heaven only knows. Just keep your eyes on her.
Yeah.
There, look. She stopped at the water's edge.
Now look. The hawk flew off her shoulder. Didn't you see? It's circling over the water. Near those rocks.
Something queer about all this, Jimmy. Something mighty queer.
The hawk's flying down. Now he's on her shoulder again. She's coming back up the path.
You're right. Back toward us again. I think we'd better introduce ourselves to her, Jimmy. Maybe she can explain a few things about Dead Man's Island. Here she comes. Let me do the talking.
Good evening.
Oh, Balto, quiet. Quiet, you fool.
Your falcon seems upset.
Yeah, and I don't like his looks either. He does not like strangers. Quiet, Balto. You come from the small boat that went on the rock?
Yes, we had a narrow escape. Nothing left of that boat now but splinters.
You must be tired and wet, you and the boy. Come with me. I will give you dry clothes. Come.
Well, this is very kind of you. You live on this island alone?
No. My brother is here. He is not well. But come, soon it will be dark.
Tell me, are you and your brother the only people on the island?
Yes.
Must be lonely for you. Oh, by the way, I'm Clark Kent. My little friend here is Jimmy Olsen.
How do you do?
Well,
my name is Ilana. You came from Manao?
Yeah, I found a turtle.
Jimmy wanted to do some turtle fishing, so we hired a boat. We sighted the island and thought we'd land and look around. And before we realized what was happening to us, we were on the rocks.
They are very dangerous, those rocks. Many boats have struck them. Strange, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Gee, that your house up ahead? Big stone castle?
Yes.
Ah, it certainly is well hidden from the beach.
The trees grow high here on the island.
Excuse me, but could I ask a question?
Why not?
Your hawk. What was he looking for when he flew out over the water?
You ask strange questions for a little boy. He was looking for nothing. That is how I give him exercise.
Hawks don't usually fly over water, unless they're fish hawks.
Maybe this one does, Jimmy.
You will be careful of the steps. Some of them are cracked.
Oh. I must say it's very kind of you to take care of us this way.
It is nothing. Now here. Come in.
Thank you. Hey, this is a castle.
Just like you see in moving pictures. Boy, this looks even bigger from the inside than it does from the outside.
I am sorry we have no servants. I will show you to our room upstairs. This way, please.
You say you and your brother live in this huge place all alone?
Yes. Do you think perhaps we are mad?
Well, no, but it's an enormous house, and it's rather unusual for only two people to be occupying it.
Perhaps you are right. This is your room.
Oh.
I will prepare some food and bring you dry clothes.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Gee, Mr. Kent, there's something funny about this place.
Get inside and close the door.
Right. What do you think it is?
I don't know, Jimmy. But whatever it is, we're right in the middle of it. You're liable to be sorry you ever found that turtle with a plea for help scratched on his back.
Yes, I guess so. But, gee, Mr. Kent, do you think maybe they are crazy? That woman and her brother?
No. No, there's more to it than that. What puzzles me is this enormous stone house set down in the middle of a deserted island.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
And the trained hawk. She got mad when I asked her what the hawk was looking for.
Yes, she did. Well, there's only one thing we can do right now. Sit tight and await development. Yeah, we may as well be as comfortable as we can while...
Wait. Someone's coming.
I'll open it. Oh, hello.
Here are some dry clothes. I will bring the food when it is ready.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Vera. Huh. Well, did you hear what she said, Jimmy?
What?
She's going to bring the food up to us. That means she doesn't want us to leave the room.
Why not?
I don't know. There's evidently something in this place we're not supposed to see. Here, get into these clothes.
I'm all dry except for my shoes.
Yeah, so am I. Well, we won't bother changing. Now, look, Jimmy.
Yeah?
You stay here while I have a quick look around. In case she returns while I'm gone, tell her... Well, tell her I'm dressing in the closet.
But I don't want to stay here alone.
Why, Jimmy? Nothing can happen to you.
Yeah, I know, but... I don't like it.
But... Oh, well, all right. Come on, we'll go together. But stick close to me. And don't you let her see you snooping around.
I won't.
Come on. And quietly, Jimmy.
Okay, Mr. Kent.
Now, that's the stuff. Easy. Mm-hmm. Can't make a sound.
Okay. Where do we look first?
Well, as we were coming down this hall, I noticed two doors. We can see where they lead.
What was that?
Shh, the hawk.
Oh, she stopped screaming.
Quiet, Jimmy. Listen. You hear anything?
No. I don't hear anything.
A low, faint hum. Don't you hear it?
Yeah. I hear it now. What is it?
Sounds like a dynamo hum. Or an electric motor of some kind. A big one.
Wait. I hear voices, too.
Huh? Yes, you're right. From behind that first door. Come on. Let's listen.
It's a man and a woman.
Shh, listen. Maybe we'll be able to hear what they're saying.
Nonsense, nonsense. You're out of your mind, Boris. They are Americans. A boy and a young man. I tell you, we have nothing to fear.
You heard what I said. Get rid of
them. Gee, Mr. Kent.
Quiet.
Boris, some things I will not do.
You will do as I say.
No, I will not.
Fool that you are. You want them to get back to them now and tell all they have seen. You want that?
But they have seen nothing. Tomorrow I will take them back in the motor boat. You will never see them again.
They are not to leave the island, Alana. It is my order.
Very well, Boris.
Quick, Jimmy. She's coming out. Back to our room.
Oh. Did he hear what he said about getting rid of us? What do we do?
Wait, Jimmy. Wait a minute. Got to figure this thing out.
Shouldn't we get out of here in a hurry?
Oh, where can we go? We can't get off the island without a boat.
She said something about a motorboat.
Yes, yes, I know, but it's probably well hidden.
Yeah.
Who's there?
It is I, Ilana. May I come in?
Oh, certainly.
Close the door, quickly. You must trust me and do as I say. You are in great danger.
Danger? From what?
Oh, do not question me. You must leave this house at once.
I don't quite understand. Have we done anything wrong?
No, no. It is not something you have done. Oh, I cannot explain, but you must believe me. Now listen carefully to what I have to tell you. You will return to the beach the way you came, along the path. You remember?
Yes, but...
Then you will walk up the beach beyond the rocks, where you will find a motorboat. It is hidden in a cove under the bushes. Take it and leave the island at once.
But it's dark. We'll never find our way back to Manaus.
You will see the lighthouse in the distance. Anything is better than remaining here. I give you my word. Please go. At once. Well, why do you wait?
Oh, can't you tell me why we're in danger?
I can tell you nothing more. But if you value your life and the life of this boy, you must believe me and go. At once.
Well, Jimmy, looks like we have no choice in the matter.
Yeah. Well, the sooner we get out of here, the better, I like it.
I will lead you to the path, but I beg of you, be quiet. Come, and quickly. Now, right down this corridor.
What's that?
Bolcho, my falcon. He often screams at night, at the moon.
It didn't sound like a bird to me.
Me neither.
Yes, yes, it was Bolcho.
You're lying, Ilana. That's a human voice, crying for help. Come on, Jimmy. Come on.
A muffled cry echoing up through the stone corridors of the huge house on Dead Man's Island deepens the mystery. Whose is the voice shouting the urgent plea for help? And who are the strange sister and brother living alone on the deserted island, their only companion a trained hawk? Don't forget to tune in next time and follow the thrilling story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.